The report by the International Treatment Preparedness Coalition analyzed AIDS treatment in 17 countries, 9 of them in Africa. In its report, Missing the Target, it found that free HIV treatment is not reaching people in many poor countries. It said while increasing numbers of people are being treated for HIV, there remains serious challenges with marginalized people, inequitable access to care for rural populations and children, a lack of transportation, the stigma of being diagnosed, and the high cost of drugs. Although 700,000 more people with HIV received treatment in 2007, the pace needs to accelerate, the report said. Tripling the annual growth rate of treatment access is necessary to meet the goals set by the Group of Eight Industrialized Nations. In June, the G8 set a target of providing AIDS drugs during the next few years to approximately 5 million people in Africa. A teleconference was held with authors of the report from Uganda, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. The Malawian contributor to the report said some progress has been made, but there are still a lot of challenges. Martha Kwataine said about 85,000 out of the 220,000 who need treatment are now getting it. She added that access to prevention of mother-to-child transmission programs should be expanded. Kwataine also said because of poor working conditions and pay, Malawi is experiencing a critical shortage of health workers who are emigrating. And she says in an effort to retain workers, hospitals are charging more for services such as the CD4 blood count.
We also got from people who are living with HIV and AIDS that some of them, they actually charged user fees to access CD4 count. But most of the hospitals, they don't have CD4 count machines. So because people can only start accessing RRT after going through the CD4 count, you can have other people dying because they're delayed to start accessing RRT because they haven't had a chance of going through the CD4 count.
Zimbabwe, because of its political and economic problems, has unique challenges. Despite its success in lowering its rate of HIV infection, the government is failing to meet its own targets. Matilda Moyo co-authored the Zimbabwe portion of the report.
Zimbabwe is one of the few African countries that are internally manufacturing ARVs, albeit on a small scale. Unfortunately, this undermined by the foreign currency shortages because most of the components that are required to manufacture the drugs internally require foreign currency and are purchased from outside the country.
The report also asks UNAIDS and the World Health Organization to be more outspoken when national programs are mismanaged, targets are not met, or vulnerable populations neglected. It also urges the agencies to develop plans to eliminate drug shortages, provide CD4 and other testing technologies, and integrate HIV prevention and tuberculosis services. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.